kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The
you
Devil's
keep
Advocates.
Saying you got something for me.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates
something
Radio Show, the Friday
love,
edition. Thank God. I got Dominic here in the Shaw. I got Fancy Brian in the Shaw. And I got Maggie Dodd, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's got some boots on. Kicking ass boots. That's what they look like to me. Maggie, I don't mean to steal all of Dominic's thunder, but I wanted to ask you about the redistricting here in the state of Wisconsin. Legal process playing out in real time. So Governor Tony Evers puts forth his map and submits it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I think Republicans thought they were being super cool. They convinced the court. They preset the parameters of what the ruling should be. It should be based on least change. And I think Tony showed a lot of strategery. He gave the literal least change map, and it was selected by Hagedorn and supported by the liberals. And I saw the dissenting opinions. They were mad as hell at Hagedorn. I mean, it was really some petty sort of writing in the dissent. And of course, Republicans, in their own petty sense, went running immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I had seen some brief article saying maybe Amy Coney Barrett has some interest in taking this suit up. But I look at the example of Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and the U.S. Supreme Court had no appetite to take up those maps that really had played out through the courts to the benefit of the Democrats. So even if you think they're playing partisan politics on the nation's highest court, why didn't they play politics in Pennsylvania or North Carolina? Under that circumstance, I mean, this map, I think, is probably the map. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you're going to wager, you wager that this is the map that will be used. Effectively, the Supreme Court recent jurisprudence is like, this is a state issue and go figure it out, and gerrymandering to party is fine. Like, that's the current state of play. I don't see the Supreme Court taking this case up. What I would observe is that there's nothing more self-righteously aggrieved than a white man who doesn't get his way.
Reverse racism!
I mean, that is some big hanging testicular fortitude from Republicans to go, listen. We should totally ignore race, except if white people aren't getting their fair share. I mean, like, that is an extraordinary
argument.
They
planned on diminishing black representation.
Correct.
Black,
even though
majority minority districts are currently six.
In Milwaukee, yes.
They wanted to turn it into five, and Tony Evers' maps turned it into seven. And do a little tip of the cap to the Voting Rights Act. But the apparently Supreme Court, according to the pleadings of the Republicans, have never really decided that the Voting Rights Act dictates certain ethnic things. So their pleading is reverse racism. You benefit too many black people here, and the courts say you don't have to. So please stop doing that. Let's favor the white people.
I mean, that the... I cannot.
Do I get the legal pleadings
yes,
wrong?
Yes, I cannot emphasize enough, like, the incredible absurdity of the argument. Like, don't use race to benefit people of color. Use race instead to benefit white voters. It's pretty extraordinary.
As it's being interpreted by right-wing talk radio, as I heard it after this all went down, is that because of the expanded Evers, expanded districts in the Milwaukee area from six districts to seven, and the dilution of that power down to 50% plus, you know, a few here and there, well, that puts the black voting bloc at risk of not having black representation. And therefore, Tony Evers and the Democrats are showing their racism, Maggie Dawn. That's how they're saying it. Right-wing talk radio is using this as a club to bash Evers as being a racist by expanding districts from six to seven.
Well, Milwaukee will vote for Ron Johnson now. Haven't you seen his Joseph Project ads? Please, I interrupt.
So anytime a Republican puts on the mantle of caring about the issues that are really important and the voting rights of black and brown people, everyone's red flags should go up. They don't care one iota about that.
You don't believe Ron Johnson's got a black friend?
He might have a black friend. His name might be Michael Steele. I'm just guessing. But my point here is the Voting Rights Act, and listen, I helped guide the Milwaukee County Independent Redistricting Board, which was there for the first time through this process. The Voting Rights Act is complicated, and it is not inaccurate to point out that sometimes when you create more majority minority, using sort of this older nomenclature, right, voting districts, if it's not a supermajority, there is literature within the law and cases that say that that minority or that community of color is unlikely to be able to actually select their candidate of choice. What you end up is a white liberal candidate of choice that typically wins in those districts. That's a real concern, right? But it's not a concern that Republicans care about, say, right? This is like, we in our own tent will worry about that. We're trying to do the best that we can. And listen, anytime you see a voting district that looks like a snake, you've got gerrymandering. Democrats do this too. Gerrymandering is not illegal. It's not unconstitutional. What is unconstitutional is trying to pack and crack. So let me just very briefly explain what that means. Packing means if you have a geographically dispersed demography of persons of color, right, and you draw a snakeish looking district so that they're all in one, so that black folks or brown folks don't have their voice heard in multiple districts, you've packed them all together so that they effectively only get one representative, where persons of color, if the maps were drawn with greater adherence to the boundary lines of towns and cities, geographic boundaries, other things that would seem to lend to more contiguous voting districts, that's packing, right? The same can happen when you crack. So if we just drew a much more intuitively obvious voting district, instead we're going to divide it down the middle and put them with voters that we know, meaning the Republicans, know to be much more consistent conservative voters, and therefore deprive a community of color of any candidate at all, that's cracking. So those concerns come on both ends of the spectrum, right? So again, what Republicans are arguing in their Supreme Court request for certification or certiorari is ridiculous. They don't care about majority-minority districts and super majorities for black and brown folks in the Milwaukee area. They care about cracking and packing black and brown votes to reduce the power of their vote and the ability for Democrats to win more seats in Congress. That's it. That's all she wrote.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils, FCUT's radio show, finest of guests right here in the Shaw with us. She is Maggie Dawn. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Most importantly, she's a friend and a fine legal advisor. And Dom knew all that, but, you know, in deference to the guest, he let you explain it.
You say it so well, Maggie. Thank you. Let me ask you this. We've heard a lot from President Trump and other Republicans around the country about the votes coming in late in Milwaukee. Oh, Milwaukee, when the polls closed and all of a sudden all these votes came in at the last minute. Why does that happen? And what can we do to address the poor messaging of that?
So in the state of Wisconsin, at this point in time, there is no such thing as early voting. It doesn't exist. We vote absentee. That is what early voting is. Why do we call it absentee? It's because the votes cannot be counted until the day of the election.
By statute.
By law in the state of Wisconsin.
And they could have changed that.
Yes, which
but
Voss,
they chose not to.
Right, which Voss just killed. They won't even take a vote on it. Basically, every nonpartisan election expert say it's stupid to have to wait until election day to start processing ballots. Everyone, and folks sometimes forget this, just because you count the ballot doesn't mean that any of those counts are announced before the polls are closed on election day. So you're not going to have what I would call leakage of information about the outcome of the election or what the votes are
if you could trust
towards.
The Zuckerberg five,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
As Gableman called the five Democratic-led cities that received the vast majority of the private funds, but of course lots of communities, including Republican-led ones, receive funds. Maggie, I'm sorry to get in your way. I just Yeah, I feel like I got to insert a few details now.
Yeah, a little color commentary. There's no doubt early voting and early counting of votes would help immeasurably to be sure that you do not have in our most densely populated voting districts big, huge slugs of votes coming in and being announced late in the day, which is the most often cited thing that, oh, there must be some conspiracy to overturn an election.
All right, so let's drill down on that just a little bit. So when can those early/absentee votes start being counted?
At 8 p.m. when the polls close, you can start opening those envelopes and running the ballots through the ballot counting machines, so, and not a minute before.
So the actual in-person voting, those can get counted first. As soon as they come in, they can start counting those?
Those are inserted into the voting machine. I may be wrong about that, Dom. It's either when the polls open or as soon as the polls close.
I think it's when they close.
I'm pretty sure it is as well.
So as a practical matter, those votes that were done early won't be counted till later.
It's the inverse of your intuitive sensibility.
And when that happens, you probably have, and depending on the community, you have motivated voters. You have perhaps a voting block that will go for what has traditionally been in that community. For example, Milwaukee generally votes for Democrats.
The more populous the community, right, the more concerned they were during the coronavirus epidemic, the more concerned they were about the health, the more likely they were to early vote, right? So, of course, there were huge, much greater than usual numbers of Milwaukee County and Dane County voters voting via absentee. That was what was used to stir up all of this mistrust. And listen, I was there during the recounts. I was in the room. I gave the legal advice regarding recount law. The recount that occurred in Milwaukee County with rabid Republican recount observers, with the Trump campaign lawyers, all 15 of them, in the room all the time arguing about ballot after ballot after ballot. Yet Joe Biden's vote total went up in Milwaukee County.
Now, when you talk about the late vote tallies coming in, I would point out in the state of Wisconsin in 2018, when Tony Evers beat Scott Walker, the vote didn't come in until, 1:30 in the morning? We were sitting in a Brady Street bar, the Roman coin, and we were watching the late returns coming in. We're all waiting for the absentee ballots. Back then, it was only like 32,000 votes, but it turned the election, at least mathematically, in the tally. It pushed Evers above Scott Walker, and he remained there and became the governor, and then they did a lame duck and lots of bad stuff since then. But here's my point. Scott Walker might have bemoaned legalized marijuana referendums. Oh, I lost because of legalized marijuana. But what he did not say is I lost over rigged elections. And I would also point out the statistician of the right, the guy that's given all the credibility, Joe Handrick, works at Speaker Robin Voss's office. He previewed, like he was prescient, like he knew the mathematical equation and said, we've got this many outstanding absentee ballots, and we've seen, about 80% of the ballots in Milwaukee County coming in for Joe Biden, especially amongst early absentee casters. So when the votes come in Milwaukee, it's going to be devastating because Trump's going to lose his lead in Wisconsin. That's exactly what happened. But Voss even ignores his own staffer's math, guy that's trusted by everyone in the state.
Math is really, it's really hard, Voss, when math works. When 2 + 2 = 4, when statistics are an actual thing, gee, that really sucks, Robin Voss.
Dom's buddies over at the WCDEI, they want to run Voss out of town on a rail because of what Gableman said. And Voss is the very guy that just signed the contract extension at Gableman. It's all very, very, very strange. Come back with us. A strange last couple of minutes with our pal, Maggie Dawn.
Start walking.
I have never been more excited about anything that I get to have gotten the chance to work on.
Why don't you copy it?
What? And have two maps? Bugger off.
We have seen a small increase in deaths, which is a good thing.
Never trust a woman or a government.
You're never...